Kā ti tēnā anō hoki koutou katoa e whakarongo mai nei tēnei haora, Waimaria hau ko whai wāhi atu anōha hau ki te kōrero ki tētahi o ngā kaimātaki taki i te ture e whakamahingia ana e te kāwanatanga o ahi Treiria e hika mā ki ngā tāngata whenua o reira, ara ngā tāngata whenua o te uru o te pāpaka nui a Māui. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners, we're very lucky we've got a witness to some of the things that the Australian government is currently undertaking against the Indigenous people of Western Australia, clearing some of them off their own lands. The main gist of it is the story that we're getting is that the mining companies want to go in there and start mining on Aboriginal land. And kia ora, Jennifer.
Hello. Hi everyone, how are you going?
Jennifer, just tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your name, what's your full name I suppose, and where you're from?
Okay, my name is Jennifer K. Tagan. I'm from Perth, Western Australia. I have two roles at the moment. One is the founder and principal editor of The Stringer Online, www.thestringer.com.au.
Yep.
We're an independent news site that publishes a great deal of First Nations news and human rights news. And I've been running that now for 26 months. My other role is as a director of a project which I started end of last year called the First Nations Homelessness Project. So these two roles at the moment have sort of converged, and I'm sort of engaging through social media and through our website with the readership that we've built up over the last 26 months
right.
to try and do something as a community about First Nations homelessness in this state.
Of course, what we're witnessing, well, we're not even witnessing it because they're not even showing it on the television here unless you're watching Māori television. Terms of the what the Australian government is doing to the Indigenous people. So you've actually been a witness to some of the things that have happened. Tell us what's happened. Tell us what you've seen.
Okay. Well, it's been, 17 days now since this is round two of the Noongar Tent Embassy on Matagarup, which is an island in the heart of Perth City, Western Australia. It's actually an Aboriginal registered site, and in 2012 the embassy ran for, I think it was about 3 months, and the police just kept smashing it and, until they actually were physically removing people from the island. So this time, this is take two, but this time it's different. This time it's an embassy, but it's also a refugee camp for displaced First Nations people that have nowhere else to go. In Western Australia, we have currently 48,000 people on the waiting list for government housing, for public housing.
Okay.
And 3,000 people on the emergency waiting list. There's literally nowhere for people to go. And on top of this existing situation, the state government is now threatening to shut down 150 homeland communities. They call them remote communities, but they're not. They're people living on their homelands. So we're looking at top of the serious homelessness problem that we've got at the moment, another 20,000 at least people about to be displaced.
Wow, 20,000 people. That's
yeah.
That's a fairly sizable chunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So the police have. Obviously, you've been witness to some of the things that the police have done.
Yeah.
On behalf of the state.
Yep, there have been three raids so far. There were three raids in the first 14 days since we set up the refugee camp. And the last raid was particularly brutal. They're getting worse, and this is a pattern that everyone's familiar with in Perth. The raids just get worse, and they cross more lines each time they come. And this last raid on this Thursday just passed, they turned up with no warning, a really significant police presence. Also hired a security company, hired private security company, and the City of Perth. So it was a huge presence, and it was mostly women and children on the island during the day when they came, and they confiscated every tent, they confiscated every mattress, and abused women and children, abused First Nations people experiencing homelessness who were seeking shelter on the island, which is a registered Aboriginal site.
Yeah, and so the people that are currently residing in this particular area, are they from that particular island or are they from elsewhere in Western Australia?
There's folks from all over, but for the most part they're Noongar folks. And Matagara is a traditional birthing place for Noongar people, so it's a very significant site.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. And in terms of the violence, have you witnessed police violence as you say it's starting to escalate? Describe some of that for us.
Okay, so one of the elders there has recently had a major operation in the ribs, and he's well known to police because he has a long history of activism, not of criminality, of activism. So police are aware. It's a big city, Perth, but it's a small community in a sense. People know everybody.
Everyone knows everyone. And
yeah, it's still that kind of a place. And so he was shoved in the ribs by a police officer after they'd done their work, which was to come and take the tents. And also threats were made by another officer to a First Nations person who's been long-term homeless. The threat was, I'll see you on the street. So people are frightened. Yeah, people are frightened. And,
it's not the one really, is it? And what is the local, I suppose, the general population, the non-Noongar population, what's their attitude towards what's happening here?
Well, this is the extraordinary thing. Actually, in my experience to date, since we've set up the camp, is that anybody that we talk to, except for hardcore racists, really actually not only understand what's taking place, but want to help. That Thursday, the raid took place in the morning, and everything was taken. We were all just left sort of sitting around the fire on the ground in the dirt.
With nothing.
With nothing. And by the time that night fell, through the Stringer readership, I was able to coordinate enough donations to completely replenish the camp.
Oh, wow.
So, and this is mostly the white community. It's mostly the non-First Nations community of Perth. They're just tired of it. They're sick of it and they don't want to be part of this ongoing genocide. They don't want to be remembered as they don't want their legacy to be this.
It kind of reminds me a little bit of when we used to demonstrate against apartheid. Here we have these people under threat of violence now. Told to move on from their homelands under threat of having everything cut off. And I do believe that some things have been cut off, like rubbish, water and all that kind of stuff in some areas. Is that true?
I'm not going to say yes or no because having not been to these communities, I can't yet confirm.
Right.
We're getting reports. What we do know is that the government planned to shut down 150 communities. So whether or not that's taken place yet, I can't say. That what I can say, though, is that a great many of the people that are staying now at the Matagara refugee camp are from the Swan Valley Noongar community in Perth, and they're here at the camp because in March last year their community was demolished in front of all of our eyes. The council turned up at 5 a.m. and with the bulldozers and move-on notices with people's names filled out already.
Oh, wow.
Just raised to the ground 11 round earth mud brick, culturally appropriate, weather appropriate homes. They're also what they called the Dome, which was a sacred space, and a number of other community buildings. So they demolished that and now want to turn that location into a park, which they want to call Reconciliation Park.
Oh, what? That's a joke.
Yeah. Presumably the homeless could sleep on the benches there. And I think that the death toll from the Swan Valley Noongar community having been moved on is about 15.
15 people have died since?
On the street, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it is a really serious situation in Western Australia, and anybody that knows any of the facts can't help but be moved. That has been my experience to date.
And of course, I mean, these people are actually from this land, and they've been here for thousands of years. And Johnny Come Lately comes along, wants to mine the place or move them along because it doesn't fit in his or her ideal of what a place should be like, shoves them along. That's pretty much what I'm hearing here.
Yep. It's very bad. It's very bad here in Western Australia, and things need to change. And what's taking place on Matagarup is really, I think, very important. I'm hoping that everyone can stay solid and really work towards digging our heels in and just not accepting this anymore. It's 2015 and it's
still happening.
You know, it feels, same stuff happening, yeah.
In other words, the Australian government, I'm thinking of the state government, probably ask the federal government to come in and give them a hand. Of course, with a fellow like Tony Abbott at the helm, of course he's going to jump at the bit to look good in front of his constituency.
What's taken place is actually the federal, in terms of the closing down of the pending shutdown of 150 communities, it was actually the federal government, so Tony Abbott's government, has pulled the pin on the very minimal funding that they provide to these communities. And let's not forget that this is very minimum funding. And he's made an offer to state governments to pick up the bill, and Western Australia has declined that offer.
Mm. Well, I mean, the federal or the state governments all get funding to Aboriginal funding that should go directly to the communities. In fact, I hear it gets swallowed up in bureaucracy.
I'm probably not the right person to comment on that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, fair enough. But in terms of looking ahead, what can you see is a likely outcome for this, and what should people overseas watching this do?
Well, I would like to say at this point that it's, over the last week, it's been extraordinary the amount of support that that Matagarup has received from the Maori community living in Perth.
Yep.
And it actually keeps bringing us to tears every time they turn up with tents, with food, with camaraderie, with yesterday there was a haka and a cultural exchange, a corroboree as well. And it's absolutely beautiful to see that solidarity, and there is so much to be shared and so much strength to be gained just by being there, standing next to each other. What I see in terms of the future of the camp, the difference here in terms of past embassies is that these people have nowhere else to go. So the city of Perth and the police can keep coming and smashing us, but they're going to have to physically remove these people to end the camp, to end the embassy, because there is literally nowhere else to go. So we're looking at Redfern Tent Embassy in Sydney as a bit of inspiration, and we're hoping for a bit more exchange of experience with the folk over there to work out how we can best take care of everybody that comes to seek shelter at the island.
Well, fantastic. Thank you for giving us your time this evening, and I really appreciate it. And I wish I wish everyone the best of luck over there, and just know that please pass on the message that we're all thinking of them, and this particular interview is going to go throughout our country. So thank you very much for sharing with us what's happening on the ground in Perth with the Indigenous people and their embassy on what's the name of that island, Jennifer?
Madagara
Island in the middle of Perth. And, you know, we wish them all the best of luck. And hopefully something will change the mind of the government and they'll find somewhere in their heart a bit of love for the tangata whenua or the Indigenous people of Western Australia.
Yeah, we hope so, and we're optimistic.
Kia ora. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you very much.
Nā reira hika mā, kua rongo koutou iwi raha kōrero, anā ko te Māori tētahi iwi e āwhina, e manaaki tiana, e ngā tangata whenua o reira, anā ko rātou anō kei te whakahoki iwi raha manaaki tanga ki te hunga kāinga, ki te hau kāinga, arā ki ngā tangata whenua o te rā takiwā. Nā reira hika mā, kia mau tonu mai.